The Tom Brady Revenge Tour will have one more performance at Super Bowl 51 in 2 weeks in Houston. After missing the first four games of the regular season because of his Deflategate suspension, Brady led the Patriots to an NFL record ninth Super Bowl berth last night. The home team dominated the game from start to finish, defeating the Pittsburgh Steelers 36-17 in Foxborough. WBUR's Shira Springer was there.
For a record seventh time in his career, Tom Brady got to share the AFC Championship trophy with his teammates, and he wasn't looking back.
Extra motivation for you this year to go to the Super Bowl again and to win it?
Nah, this is my motivation right here, all these fellas right here in front of me. That's why we're here, because these guys and all these fans got to see it today. The boys showed up and played today, so we got to do that thing again in 2 weeks.
The Patriots head to Houston for Super Bowl 51, and they'll face the Atlanta Falcons, whose quarterback is Boston College alum Matt Ryan. With another win, the Patriots would tighten their grasp on the title of best dynasty ever. They'll be playing for their second Super Bowl title in 3 years, and their fifth overall. But as taciturn as usual, Coach Bill Belichick wasn't dwelling on historic numbers, or Brady's suspension, or tight end Rob Gronkowski's season-ending back injury.
Well, we never dwell on that. We take the hand that we're dealt and play the cards, and we're very fortunate. You know, we have a good team. We have a lot of good players. We have good depth. Look, every team has injuries. Every team loses a player. It's unfortunate, but that's life in the NFL.
With Brady completing 32 of 42 passes and setting a franchise record with 384 passing yards, New England picked apart the Pittsburgh defense. Brady threw three touchdown passes, including two to wide receiver Chris Hogan. The second time Brady found Hogan in the end zone, it was on a play known as a flea flicker, when the ball was flipped back to the QB after a handoff.
Oh, the flea flicker. How could I forget that? It was just a great call. They were a little winded, I thought, and got the pitch back from D. Lou, and I saw Hogs, you know, burning up the field and just laid it out there for him. So it's a great play.
Hogan finished with 9 catches for a new postseason franchise record of 180 receiving yards.
It'll be something that, you know, definitely I'll remember for the rest of my career and, you know, probably for the rest of my life. You know, just, you know, someone told me that this is going to be a game that, you know, you'll look back on 30 years from now and you'll remember it exactly, you know, what happened.
Thanks largely to Brady and Hogan clicking, the Patriots led 17-9 at halftime, then pulled away in the third quarter. And that's when the crowd started directing chants toward NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Patriots fans won't easily forget how Goodell handled Deflategate and punished Brady. And the commissioner hasn't been to Gillette Stadium since the Deflategate controversy started during the Patriots' last run to the Super Bowl in 2015. So, with the Patriots comfortably ahead in the second half, it wasn't a surprise fans set their sights on Goodell. Graham Miller is a 53-year-old firefighter from Lawrence.
The Patriots have been on a mission since day one of this year. It's about winning a championship for the New England Patriots. We don't need Roger there. We need Tom Brady there.
In the locker room, Pats owner Robert Kraft congratulated the players as Bon Jovi stood nearby. Staff members posed for pictures with the AFC trophy. But while the players were excited, there was also a sense of been there, done that. Except when it came to Martellus Bennett. He'll be playing in the Super Bowl for the first time in his career.
Oh, man, it's pretty cool, man. I don't really know how I feel just yet. I'm super excited. I'm planning on going home, make myself a cake, and I'm going to write "You're awesome" on the cake, and I'm going to sit there, and I'll probably eat the whole thing and regret it tomorrow because, you know, I got to make sure I make weight. But that's probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to make "You're awesome" cake for myself and just enjoy.
And then, along with the rest of his teammates, he'll turn his attention to the Super Bowl. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer in Foxborough.